And the name of the Supreme Being is
God.
Yeah. And in an oath, a person might say, my
God.
Yeah. And the minister preached a
sermon.
And the organ played
music.
All right. And then there's a song, oh, what kind of morning? Oh, what a
wonderful.
All right. What's another word for like wonderful? This isn't a sermon. This isn't a church song. I'm thinking of it. Just a song from Oklahoma. Oh, what a
beautiful.
Yeah. And what is a ballad? A ballad.
B-A-L-L-T?
No, B-A-L-L-A-D.
Oh. A song.
Okay.
Or,
do you ever use that for a hymn?
No, not now. We don't.
And do you have an answer for me?
No, that's the final.
If the car broke down on your way to church and say, church will be over, get this thing fixed.
Church will be over before I get there.
You know, if you're over by the time or before. And the name for the proprietor of hell is
the devil.
All right. And a person and something, it might be an old house in town that people are afraid, the kids are afraid to go in. They say, what's supposed to be in that house?
Spooks or.
Okay. Or what?
A haunted house.
All right. And you say, I'll go if you insist, but I really would not. I really.
Rather not.
I think I'll put on a sweater today because it's what cold? It's
cool.
All right. Would you say it's kind of cold? It's rather cold?
It's kind of cold.
All right. And if a person, you're very happy to see a person, you haven't seen them a lot, and you say, well, I'm
glad.
All right. You want to go especially glad. You say, I'm.
I'm so glad.
Okay. And if a person owns, here we talked about this word last night, but say a person owning, talked about land. He doesn't own just a few acres. Say he owns a what of land?
A farm.
It's a very large farm, so you might say he owns a.
A ranch?
No,
I'm
talking about, you might say he has, he owns a lot of land.
Yeah, a lot
right.
of land.
Did you ever use the term right smart there?
No, right smart doesn't mean that much.
Okay. Right smart is just, that's interesting.
Right smart is less than a lot, to me.
Okay, good. Now that's interesting. I mean, it's a considerable amount, but it isn't really a whole lot.
That's right.
Less than a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I said if something isn't greatly different from something else, you say it's not the same. It's really a different.
It's greatly different.
No, it isn't.
Oh,
it's just
similar.
It's just a slight
difference.
Okay. And someone says, will you be able to do this? And you say, yes, I
sure will.
All right. And if something isn't, you'd say, talking about a recipe, you'd say, I don't put a bunch of eggs, put a gray.
A little bit, or. If you're talking about the salt, you use a pinch of salt.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about someone dreading a place, you know, you'd say, you want to put a word in between.
He really dreads it.
Okay. And if you're talking about it to be cold weather, you say, today it's cold.
It's terribly cold. Awfully cold.
All right. Would you ever use real or really there?
It's really cold.
And how about good or something? Say, that's
real good.
Okay. And do you ever use the expression real? Something like, oh, if you talk about hunting dogs, so that's someone might say, oh, those are real dogs.
Real dogs.
Okay.